This is Irish. We'll get started in just a moment. You have to press the star 6, but wait. Cheryl will now do a mass mute, please. Thank you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, and welcome to a special Sunday 2 p.m. speaker meeting of the Phone Bridge of Compulsive Eaters Anonymous Hell. My name is Irish, a compulsive eater and the leader for this meeting. Will all those who wish to please join together in opening with the Serenity Prayer, and you will have to press star 6 in order to unmute to do that. Together,
God.
Grant me the serenity
to accept the things I cannot
change.
The courage
to change the things I can,
and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thy will not mine be done. I could hear that there are other compulsive eaters here besides myself. At this time, will you all press star 6, so we'll have a nice muted meeting. Is there anyone here for the first time? If so, please announce yourself by first name only so that we may welcome you. And you will have to press star 6 to unmute to introduce yourself. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous HAL is a group of individuals who, through shared experience and mutual support, are recovering from compulsive eating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. CHAL is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and to carry the message of recovery to those who still suffer. As this is a qualification meeting rather than a workshop, we will now do our 4 readings. Is there someone who could please read the 12 steps of recovery? These can be found on page 20 in Forever Abstinence.
Yes, I'm Carol Suzanne. I'd be glad to read the 12 steps.
Thank you, Carol Suzanne.
Okay. The 12 steps. Step 1. We admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. Step 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Step 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Step 7, humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. Step 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Step 10, can continue to take personal inventory, and we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me read, and thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you so much. Is there someone now who could please read the 12 traditions found on page 21 in Forever Abstinent?
Hi, this is Cheryl from California. I can read the 12 traditions.
Thank you, Cheryl.
The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon CHAL unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Tradition 3. The only requirement for CEA HAL membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or CEA HAL as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. 6. A CEA HAL group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the CEA HAL name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every CEA HAL group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous HAL should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. CEA HAL as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous HAL has no opinion on outside issues, hence the CEA HAL name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. Thank you for allowing me to read.
Thank you so much for your service. I'd like to remind people, if you are not speaking, to please press star 6. And at this point, may I have a volunteer read our See How concept on page 24 of Forever Abstinent.
This is Diane from Santa Barbara. May I do that?
Yes, you may. Thank you.
The Compulsive Eaters Anonymous How concept has been formed to offer the compulsive eater who accepts the 12 steps and 12 traditions as a program of recovery, a disciplined and structured approach. The CEA HAL groups have been formed in the belief that our disease is absolute, and therefore only absolute acceptance of the CEA HAL concept will offer any sustained abstinence to those of us whose compulsion has reached a critical level. Therefore, the CEA HAL plan of eating, steps, traditions, and tools of recovery are not suggested. Rather, we accept them as requirements for our recovery. Meetings are dedicated to the concept of remaining honest, open-minded, and willing to listen. This is the how of the program. We pray that the collective group conscience and love that these ideals offer us will promote a strong sense of security that will enable us to experience a new unity and wholeness with all those around us, and that the CEA HAL concept ideal will help us to progress in our program of recovery on a daily basis. To be certain, much of our strength is found in the structure of meetings and in the daily adherence to the program as it is written in our literature. Each group also firmly understands that after our recovery has begun through abstinence and the taking of the first three steps, our further surrender to the additional steps of recovery offers us a promise of happiness, contentment, and achievement in all areas of our lives. We ensure our continued and sustained abstinence from compulsive eating by being forever aware that God is doing for us what we have never been able to do for ourselves. May God, as each of us understands him, open our minds and hearts to the love which is manifest in this room. Amen. Thank you for letting me read.
Thank you so much. Now, is there someone who has 30 days of continuous See How abstinence who can please read the 7 tools from page 22 and 23 in Forever Abstinence? You'll have
this
to press.
Is Linda, I can do that.
Thank you, Linda.
The 7 tools. The primary purpose of Compulsive Eaters Anonymous HAL is to abstain from compulsive eating. and to carry the message of recovery to those who still suffer. The tools help us to recover on all three levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. The following tools are used to enhance our program of recovery through working the 12 steps of CHOW. CHOW Abstinence Food Plan. 3 meals daily, weighed and measured, with nothing in between except sugar-free soda, no-calorie beverages, and sugar-free gum. Food is written down, called in, and committed, so we can get on with our recovery and out of the food. It is recommended that you obtain your physician or health care professional's approval before beginning your abstinence using the CHOW Food Plan. Any recommendations your physician or health care professional makes will be accepted. Literature and writing. We use Alcoholics Anonymous, the Big Book, and 12 Steps and 12 Traditions as tools of examination and release. Our writing assignments for the first 30 days are taken from them. When we substitute the words compulsive eater for alcoholic and food for alcohol, we feel we identify absolutely. We believe that negative thinking is a large part of our disease, so we are learning one day at a time to abstain from negative thinking. Anonymity, who you see here, what you hear here, when you leave here, let it stay here. When we meet another member in the outside world, we do not mention they are members of CHOW. Telephone calls. We are required to make 4 calls a day, 1 to our sponsor and 3 to other CHOW members. The phone is like a lifeline. We need the contact. It can be like a mini meeting. Meetings. We must attend 3 meetings a week. Those members with at least 30 days of continuous CHOW abstinence may pitch. Those members with at least 7 days of continuous CHOW abstinence may pitch if their pitching has been discussed with their sponsor. Service. Service is abstinence, the greatest service to ourselves. Service is coming to meetings on time, being a leader or speaker, volunteering to be a service person, such as a program chairperson, coffee person, treasurer, secretary, literature person, and a group representative. Service is CHOW. Service is putting away chairs when necessary, picking up after the meeting, being quiet when a member is sharing. Service is one way to get involved in the program. Service is needed at all levels and at every meeting. Service is giving of ourselves to help CHOW continue to function. Let's all get involved to help CHOW because we all know service is freedom from bondage of self. Sponsorship. A sponsor is a compulsive eater who, thank God, has 30 days of back-to-back CHOW abstinence. A sponsor will help you work through the 12 steps. Everyone in CHOW is sponsored according to the same guidelines. Sponsors must have 30 days of abstinence, have completed 30 days of questions, and have taken the first 3 steps. Thanks for letting me be of service.
Thank you, Linda. At this time, would any available sponsors please introduce yourself, state your length of abstinence, weight loss, whether you are a food, inventory, step, or maintenance sponsor, and please give your phone number and time zone for outreach. If you have a cell phone, please give the provider. Available sponsors only, please.
This is Tiffany. And I'm an available food sponsor. I'm in Mountain Standard Time on Verizon. And my number is 801-234-9024. That's 801-234-9024. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany. Available sponsors?
Yes, I'm Carol Suzanne, Pacific Standard Time in Southern California. I am a food and inventory step sponsor. I recommitted January 31st of 2010. I have a 60-pound weight loss. My telephone number is 562-694-4266, 562-694-4266. And I'd like all reach-out calls, and I return all my calls. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other available sponsors? Okay, if you are wanting to get contact names for outreach, LIBA maintains our phone bridge outreach list. You can contact her to have your name put on the list or to receive that. You can contact her at phonebridgeoutreach@gmail.com. That's one phrase, phonebridgeoutreach@gmail.com. That's her preferred way of contact. If you do not have a computer, her phone number in Central Time, 417-683-1766. For those of you here who are new to CHOW, we have volunteers who will stay after the meeting to answer your questions and help you get a sponsor. You must have a sponsor to receive the food plan. May I have volunteers to stay and assist any newcomers?
I can do that, Cheryl. Cheryl, New York.
Thank you, Cheryl. Are there any newcomers here today? Phone meeting guidelines. Here are some guidelines to help the meeting run smoothly. To prevent background noise from disrupting the meeting, please mute your line whenever you are not speaking. To mute, use the mute feature on your phone first, or press the star 6 key on your phone pad, and you will hear a prompt saying you are now muted. When you want to speak, press the star 6 key again, and you will hear a prompt saying you are now unmuted. If there is an echo, static, or other interference on the line, please double-check that you have your phone muted. Please resist the desire to crosstalk, which means directly commenting on another person's share. Your intention may be to show support, but commenting on another share can be misinterpreted. The seventh tradition states, we are fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Please send your donations to CHOW Bridge Meeting, P.O. Box 3031, Cleburne, Texas. That's C-L-E-B-U-R-N-E, Texas. 76043. Diane maintains our literature for us, and she can be contacted at Central Time. Sponsors may contact her, 225-288-5772. Are there any anniversaries or step-ups? Also in the way of announcements, if you would like to receive names of sponsors, or if you are interested in leading a meeting, you may contact Cheryl. And Cheryl's phone number, Eastern Time, 718-438-6790. 718-438-6790. Her email is precio, P-R-E-C-I-O, 6122@AOL.com. Okay, today we have a very special qualification meeting. And again, I need to ask, is our speaker, can you now unmute and let me know?
Hello?
Yep, you're there. Great. Thank you very much. I am so excited about our speaker today. I am very grateful for this woman who has been such an influence in my life. She is such a great example of the service of this program, one day at a time. And we all benefit from her each and every day. I am now going to turn our time over for our co-founder, Ray Z, to share experience, strength, and hope with us. Okay, Ray, it's up to you now. Thank you.
Thank you, Irish. I am Ray, and I'm just like all of you. I would like to dedicate this morning in the phone bridge meeting to all individuals and families in the 12-step recovery who are making living amends to themselves and to others. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Ray, you're great.
Okay, all right. I came into the program on Thanksgiving 33 years ago, 1977. At that time, I lived in Skokie, in a suburb of Chicago, and the program was Overeaters Anonymous, OA. To go back to the beginning, my father came from Warsaw, Poland, and his wife died, he moved to America with his two grown children. Later, he married a woman whose husband also died, and she had three children. Together, when they got married, they had four more children. So let's all add it up, and that's nine children, his, hers, and ours. I was one of the last four. When I was 3.5 years old, my mother died, and we were all put in an orphanage because I thought my father couldn't take care of us. When I was in the orphanage, there were 20 beds on one side, 20 beds on the other. We stood in line to go to the bathroom, stood in line to get our food, and stood in line for everything else we needed. After a while, we were sent to foster homes. I grew up very, very angry, but I kept the anger to myself. I had no one to talk to. I had no grandmother, no grandfather, no aunts, no uncles, nothing, just a father who I thought had given me away. And send us to the orphanage. But that was not the truth. I had learned that many, many years later. The reason we were put there is because the city of Chicago, the neighbors reported my father that kept us all in the house, and my older sister wasn't going to school. And that was against the law. And so we all were picked up in a paddy wagon and taken to the orphanage. Not the older children from Poland. They went on to their own. For many, many years, I had a resentment towards my father, thinking he signed us away, and he never did that. I learned that later on in life. I have learned to live the way I had to. I had never been put to bed, never been covered up, and never told good night or time to, only to say it's time to go to bed. So that is the reason I grew up so angry. Let's go on into life. I had many, many foster homes, and I never was hungry. I never was cold. I always had a bed of my own. It may have not been in a bedroom. It may have been in a dining room, in a rollaway bed, but I never was abused. So today, working a 12-step program, I'm going to go forward. I am very, very grateful the way I was raised. But it took me time to learn all that. I had never been overweight as long as I was in foster homes and they were in charge. It's when I turned 18 that I was let go and to go on my own. That is when I said to myself, now is the time that I'm in control, nobody else, and I will do what I please. What a big mistake. But we all have to learn these things. We have to learn everything. And we don't. We think we know it, but we don't. All those years, I promised myself that when I was 18, I would get out of the system. So when I turned 18, I took one suitcase that I had, and I said to my foster parent, I am moving. She asked me where I was going, and I said, I don't know. I'm just going. I packed up all my clothes, went down the 3 flights of stairs, and sat on the bottom stoop. I had nowhere to go. I had no relatives. My brothers were all on their own, and when they were released, they all went into service. One went into the Marines, one went into the Army, one went into the Navy. So I didn't do that. Would you believe I had to turn around and go back to the foster home or go into the streets? I was smart enough then to know that I don't want to live on the street. I went back upstairs and I said I had nowhere to go. The foster mother must have been watching me in the window and to see what I would do. She took me back in and said to me, now you're 18. Try to get yourself a job and I'll split your salary. So at that time, in 1939, I think it was that date, I went to work for Mount Sinai Hospital, $12 a week. I was a machine bookkeeper in the clinic. She said to me, for the $12, you get 6 and I get 6. And that was a pretty good salary during the Depression. I was lucky to get a job at all. My job at Mount Sinai Hospital was a very rewarding job. I really liked it. I was lucky to get a job at all. I was working doing machine bookkeeping, and I met a lot of different people. I still was sleeping and living in a foster home, but not under the system. I was in my own. I was of age. At that time, I was dating my husband. He left school before me because I was kept back a couple of years. One year, I was in five different schools, and I just couldn't keep up. And he skipped one year, so he was out working at that time, and he was through with school. When I was 20, I got married. During the Depression, the kids that got married always lived at home. I liked my husband, and I liked his mother and his father, and he had a grandmother and a grandfather and six brothers. That was the family that I always wanted to have, and I moved in with them. It was like going into the frying pan, from the oil into the frying pan. I became their maid. I would like to move on and not go through all that. I've had two children, two sons. Today, I still have two sons. I have two daughter-in-laws. I have four grandchildren, and I have five great-grandchildren. And I will be 90 years old in February. I am so grateful. And how did I become grateful? I entered into this OA meeting right after I had my first bout of a cardiac arrest and my first bout of my first colon cancer. When I entered that meeting, I didn't even know I was in a 12-step program. I was there because I weighed 230 pounds, 5 feet tall. Can you imagine how I let myself go for all those years? When I entered that room, they were having a meeting, and they start to talk about 12-step programs, and I didn't understand anything. I had no clue what it was. In fact, I never heard. I was there for a diet. But there was a woman there. Her name was Bonnie, and she was being stepped up for her first 30 days. And I sort of liked her. I liked how she was speaking. And I asked her to be my sponsor. She was wonderful. We had a wonderful relationship. And I followed the food plan. At that time, OA had a food plan. And I lost some weight, but I gained it again, and I lost it again. But she never let me go. She never let me go. We became very good friends. Becoming good friends, I was already not really being honest. I know what it's all about, slipping and sliding. I've had my share of slipping and sliding. It is not comfortable, and it's dishonest. I never left the room in 33 years, but I was not absent in the beginning. And I always got up and said, I am abstinent. That doesn't work, but it takes time to find out. I was working for a company, Wyeth Laboratories, at that time, and they moved to New York. The plant that I worked in was in Skokie. It was only a half a block from my house. I worked for them 18 years. And when they decided to move, they moved to New York. They asked me to move with them and offered me a job, but I could not accept it because my husband had another year to go for his job, for his retirement. My older son moved to California, and he had children. And we used to come to California all the time to visit them. Not only that, in OA, I want to back up. I was a delegate for OA, and I used to come into the conference and convention to California as a delegate. And the only reason I raised my hand to do that service was because my older son lived here with his wife and his children. So it was a great opportunity for me to come into California to stay with them and then go on to the conference and convention. I really enjoyed it. But you know why? I have to be very honest. I wasn't even absent. I wasn't honest. But this is what I did. I'll back up, and I'll back up and say that is when I met Fred S. He was living at that time, in New York. He was a delegate for OA, and he came into California. And that was the first year that I met him there. And we became pretty good. We talked and things like that. And he once said to me, you know, I'm working on another program, and it's called How. You think you would be interested? I said, no. I can only work one program at a time. I can't do that. And in my mind, I did not say to him, I can't even work this program, honestly. The following year, I came back the second time. Same thing. And Fred S., at that time, moved to Arizona. He was opening out a HOW meeting in Arizona, just one meeting. He came in as a delegate, and so did I. And the third year, he came back, and so did I. He came back, and he was in Florida. And he was already opening HOW meetings in Florida. And every year he would ask me, are you ready? And I would say, no, I'm not. The third year I was at a conference, and Fred gained 40 pounds. And OA asked him to step down. And as he was walking out of the room and he was passing me by, I got up and I walked out with him. And I said, I am ready. I think I want to know what this HOW program is all about. That was my beginning of that. We opened one meeting in Chicago in HOW. And that is where I got my first 30 days in HOW. That was my beginning. And I learned through that program what the 12 steps really is, and the traditions and the tools and how the program works. I had to learn it is not a diet. I had to learn that it is physical, emotionally, and spiritual. It is not all about food. It is all about my thinking, my soul, and what am I doing, and who am I? Where am I? What do I want? What do I need? And that's what happened. That's the learning that I had. And I got a HOW sponsor in Chicago, and I did my 30 days, and I got stepped up as a food sponsor. And as things went and my company closed and we decided to go on vacation to California, and I came here with my husband, only on vacation. My son had their first baby daughter from a second marriage, and that's Heather, and she was adorable, and she was at that time 5 or 6 months old, and they talked us into, as long as my company moved and I don't have a job anymore, why doesn't my husband take an early retirement at the age of 63 from the Skokie Fire Department? And you know what? That's what we did. He took an early retirement. We didn't go back on our vacation. My other son lived in my home in Skokie. As long as he was living there and everything, we thought we'd stay for a while. We were not going to move here. We were just going to stay for a couple months. Well, honey, I'm here 28 years now. I did go back. My other son got very sick, and we went back for one of his surgeries. Then we came back again. And then we went back again, and we decided to move, and we sold our house in Skokie, and I came back. When I came back, I already had 30 days of HOW, and there is no HOW in California, nothing. My husband and I were getting a lot of resentments because I'm back in food, I'm back of giving up my social life back home. I had my brothers and sister-in-laws and a couple nieces back home. We felt we made a terrible, terrible mistake. So he said to me, why don't you go back to a program? And I called OA to find out where there were HAL meetings, and they said, we don't have any, and we don't need one. We have OA here. So I did go to OA in the Downey Community Hospital, and I asked for a sponsor, and I got a lovely sponsor. Her name was Irene. I gained 30 pounds in 30 days sitting in the OA room. Not because it's OA. I'm very grateful to OA. Very grateful. I just didn't surrender. That was the key. I didn't have the desire. I didn't have the surrender. I gained 30 pounds in 30 days. I'm a cancer patient. I've had 3 colon surgeries and cancer. I don't have a whole colon. I've had an open heart surgery. I've had a cardiac arrest. I had 2 melanomas weighing over 200 pounds. I got myself a new doctor, and he said to me, you either lose this weight or you are going to die. What do I do? There is no how here, and I'm not really working. So I continued with Irene. And I said, Irene, I am not being honest with you. I'm slipping and sliding. I need to change sponsors. And she understood. So I called Florida, and I called Fred S., and I told him my story, and he remembered me, and he started to sponsor me. I went back every Monday night to the Downey Community Hospital, and I stood up and said, I have another 12-step program. Will anybody please see me that is interested in the lobby? No. I did this for 6 weeks. The same thing. Every Monday night, I have another pro. And in the meantime, I was doing my 30 days over with Fred S. I finally got my 30 days. And on the sixth week, this woman, Jean, got up and said, I will see what you have. And I will be honest with you. On one condition, I said, what is the condition? She said, you never come back here and announce you got another 12-step program. I said, Jean, I'll take you up on that. God bless Jean. She came to my home the next day. I showed her what I had. And the first, when I had that, it was only on notebook paper. It was only written on notebook, the first 30 questions. And I showed it to her, and she said, you know, Ray, I think I'm going to like it. I think I will like it. She was my first sponsee in HAL. And I did it in my home. After her 30 days, she brought me 2 more women. After that, they brought another woman. That continued for a while, and I took all these 5 women through the 30 days. Now I had 5 women that have got 30 days of HAL. I registered it in OA as OA HAL. That was the beginning in California of OA HAL. And in the meantime, I began to lose my weight, and I began to understand what this program was all about. The program is a God-given program. It has saved so many lives, including mine, including so many people. I know it was not easy. I was very, very close to many people in OA, and I miss them, but little by little, they start coming in to see what I was doing. After in my home, I had so many people, I couldn't keep them in. This Irene called me up one day and said to me, no, Jean, not Irene, Jean called me up and said, you know, Ray, I'm vice president of this bank. She said, do you think you want to move the meeting out of your house and I'll give you a room in this bank in? And I said, yes, and that was in Downey, California. I moved it out of my home. I write my food down every day. What I need to do, I'm on a medical absence, I need to have 25 grams of fiber a day. Otherwise, I have big problems. My food plan as a medical food plan just gives me more grains and a little bit more fruit than the normal one. I write my food down every day. I call my sponsor every day, and I answer a question every day. I still do it. I still do it every single day. I talk to my sponsor. She's in Sacramento every night. This is a God-given program. It not only it teaches us how to live on the outside. The rooms are very safe. I'm very safe in the rooms, but I have learned how to live on the outside world. The outside world is not that good. There are so many things that I could say that I have learned through the people, and I've learned that I have no longer any resentments. I've made my amends. I've worked the steps. I've made my amends to my father on the cemetery because I've always blamed him for giving us away, and I learned he did not. It was the city of Chicago that it was against the law keeping my sister out of school to take care of the children. I've never had a good relationship with him at all. It was not easy, but today I am a very, very grateful person for the things I've learned. And where did I learn it? I believe in a higher power. I believe in a higher power. And when I have to talk, to my God and my higher power, I have to have a name. I need a name, and my higher power is Abraham. I talk to Abraham all the time. I say to Abraham, thank you very much for everything. Thank you for my meal. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for guiding me in the life that I have today. Because I cannot depend on myself. I have to depend on a higher power. Today, our primary purpose is to carry the message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. It's an action and a goal for each and every one of us. It's our responsibility. It is what we do, and it involves spirituality and love. The message can be carried through sponsorship and working with others, and is in line with the 12 steps and the 7 tools. It is our group life. This is who we are. It's our responsibility to offer help in the form of our personal strength, hope, and experience with how we live one day at a time without picking up the food. What we need to pick up is life. And always say to somebody, always, what can I do for you? Courage to live happy. I invite all of you, including myself, to experience life as it is meant to be experienced. In our writing, you have to have courage and the willingness to do what you must do to live in this world as a conscious, free being and fulfill your destiny. My hope still is to leave this world a bit better than when I got here. We need to be happy. We need to be thankful. We need to be natural and to be open to life. Love is what it's all about. Love ourselves with respect and not an ego. Living should be natural. Living should be natural. Changes that we make are for the best. Abraham always says, if you go up the wrong road, you could always come down and go up to the right road. You could always make your amends and start again. You could always live life. Every person has to have a soul, and we have to generate our soul and treat our soul right. No resentments anymore. None whatsoever. Life is what it is and what we make it. And I had to look at myself with all my resentments, with all my anger, and I don't have that at all. I need to live one day at a time. one day at a time, sometimes one moment at a time, sometimes one moment, but it's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. We are all here to continue our spiritual awakening and eventually comprehend the full reality of the world of consciousness. Then we will be free to function. I am free today. I don't know what else I could tell you. This is my first experience on the phone bridge, and I think it's terrific. Congratulations, everybody, and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Ray, and I am so grateful for this woman. She is such a great example in my life, and Ray did say I could ask her a couple things, so I think I'll do that now, but I just want to let everybody know that this woman is such an example of service. Every year, I've had the fortune to work with her on the world service level. Yesterday, she gave service by being on the telephone for close to 6 hours on a board meeting. And so this woman walks her talk, and she gives service. And I am so grateful for the technology that we have, that this will be available for us on the bridge so that people from all over the world can hear your message, Ray. And I'm so grateful to hear more about the early days of how and see how and your history, because I did not know that all. A couple things.
You know, let me say something.
Sure. Go ahead.
It's experiencing. We experience the tears, the laughter, and the craziness of life with someone who understands, and it means so much to share it with someone like you, because we all are alike in certain ways. And always remember to say to someone, what can I do for you?
That's great. Along that line, I know, and you shared today about starting meetings, and we are so blessed because a lot of us are in remote areas and don't have live meetings face-to-face, but see how needs live meetings. We need the phone bridge meetings. We need live meetings. How would you encourage people, or what suggestions could you give for people about how to start a meeting in their area?
Well, I just told you how I did it. I went to OA. I went to OA for 6 weeks. And you know what? They used to say to me, sit down. You can't do this. But I kept going back. Then I came home and I told my husband, I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, honey, to save your life, open up your home. And that's what I did. I went ahead, which is a no-no, and put an ad in the paper. That's a no-no, but I did it anyway. And I advertised that I have a 12-step program, and it's called How. And I said, and I gave him my phone number. And that's how I did it. I mean, and then the other one that Jean said that she, and she brought people. That's how I did it. I know someone that did it also in Wisconsin. She opened her home, and she did put an ad in the paper. She did exactly what I did, and she has a meeting there.
Great. So you were
just find a place. If it's your own home, it's okay too. That's how I did it. I went back to OA, and I've been harassed there, and I was told never to come back. And you know what? I never did go back. And I've been asked to come back, but I never did go back because I made a commitment. I said, okay, I will never come back if you listen to me. And I never did go back.
Of the 7 tools, Ray, you know, we have 7 tools, and I know you use them all. Do you have a favorite?
No, I do all 7 every morning when I get up. It is on my bedstand there. Every morning I read every single one. And I'm not perfect. I'm a human being. But I do pretty good. I do pretty good.
I just wanted to share, last November I had a slip, and you gave me such encouragement, and also you gave me such a message of hope. I want to share back to you the words you gave me.
You're welcome to do anything. I have no anonymity. My life is open.
Okay. Well, what Ray said to me when I had my slip is, She said, Irish, freedom comes with a cost. A slip is not a tragedy. It's just a reminder. You are free from the food, or you would have just gone on and not said anything. Can you share a little bit about that or about...
Yes, yes. Freedom comes with a cost. And what do I say about that? The other thing I say, the only true disability in life is a bad attitude. So between those two, I always look at it. Freedom comes with a cost because I don't eat with some of my friends that are not in 12-step programs. They don't like the way I eat. It costs me some of my dear friends. They don't like to go out with me because it's the way I eat. So that's a cost. Also, I was going to meetings, sometimes 6 meetings a night, leaving my husband home alone. That to me was a cost. But I needed to save my own life, and he agreed with me. But that's also a cost. Opinions is a cost. Okay? But the only true disability in life is a bad attitude. When I wake up in the morning, I say to Abraham, today's a good day. I could hear, I could see, I could breathe, and I could smell that my house is not burning down, and I can get out of this bed and walk. So thank you, Abraham.
Well, you are just a true inspiration, Ray, and I would like to encourage everyone to start saving your pennies now to be able to go to California next July for the next WSO convention. And then if you get there, you'll see this woman running rings around the rest of us.
This program is like a swimming pool. If you want to learn how to swim, you have to get into the water, right? You can't learn to swim if you don't get into the water. And if you can't learn to swim until you get into the water, well, I'm going to add something else. If you want to do C.A. Howe and the whole program, not half of the program, you have to get in the program, not on the program. Being on the program is one day I'll write and one day I don't. One day, oh, I didn't call my sponsor today. That's okay. I'll call her tomorrow. Oh, I didn't go to 3 meetings this week. I only went to 2. Oh, I'll make it up next week. That's being on the program. Being in the program is you call your sponsor the time she gives you. You go to 3 meetings a week. You write every day. And you talk. That's being in the program. And what it takes is surrender. It takes a commitment. And above all, it takes a desire. I have the desire to live. I have the desire to live, enjoy the world and the people and my family.
Thank you again, Ray. You have just blessed us all with your words of wisdom and hope and encouragement to work this program one day at a time. And again, thank you so much for agreeing to come on today to share this message. And because of technology, we will have this available for people all over the world to listen to and to pass that message on to the still suffering compulsive eater. We thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
I thank you. I thank you very, very much. We do this together. Nobody does it alone. You cannot do this alone. We do it together. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Ray. For any newcomers that joined in during the meeting, Cheryl has agreed to stay after to answer any questions you may have. And I wish to thank Ray Z, our co-founder, who was our speaker today, and all those who did service, shared, read, and came today. Please remember our cherished tradition of anonymity. Who you see here, what you hear here, when you leave here, let it stay here. Will someone please read their choice of Just for Today, A Vision for You, or The Promises?
Hi, this is Kailani. I'd love to do that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ray, for that wonderful qualification. I'm Kailani. I'm a compulsive eater. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past, wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialize if we work for them. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. The requirements of the See How concept are what this particular group has found to be effective in working this program. The opinions expressed here today by those that shared are our own, not necessarily those of Compulsive Eaters Anonymous HAL as a whole. Thank you for allowing me to be your leader for this special meeting, and thank you again to our speaker, Ray Z, for sharing her experience, strength, and hope. After a moment of quiet meditation for all those in and out of the rooms who are still suffering, will all those who wish to please join together in the Serenity Prayer? And you'll have to star 6 to unmute to do that. Serenity Prayer.
God,
Courage,
so we all press our six, and thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Irish. Thank you, Ray. Wonderful.
Thank you, Irish and Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Powerful.
Is Tiffany still there?
Ray,
is Tiffany?
Yeah, Ray's still here. Ray, I hope you feel all the love. You can't see the faces, but they're all
Well, this is my first experience doing this on this. I hope I did enough, escape enough.
Oh, you did wonderfully. It was beautiful.
I'm going to stand up. That'll bring your pen right back. Thanks.
And I wish you all the love.
Thank love you, Ray.
Ray, are we allowed to have your telephone number?
562-949-0306.
Bless you.
Thank
Could you,
Ray.
Repeat that, please, Ray?
Huh?
Could you repeat that? What was your area code?
562-949-0306.
God bless you, Ray.
God bless you. You
God
made me cry.
And work your program to the best of your ability. We are all different. We're not all alike. But we are alike as we sit in the room. I never left the room, and don't ever leave the room.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Hi, Ray. This is
Carol Lee. Hi there. How are you?
Good. I love you, Ray, and thank you for all you've done for See How.
Well, I couldn't do it without all you.
I know. I've released 67 pounds.
Wonderful. Nobody could do it by themselves. Nobody. Neither can I.
I know.
I need you just as much as you need me. We need each other.
I met you in May at the retreat in May.
Well, I hope you can.
Would the sponsors who announce themselves as available be able to repeat their names and phone numbers?
I'm a sponsor, and I'm being sponsored, but I'm really not available. But I am available for outreach calls.
I need Tiffany's number again. Tiffany, are you still there?
562 949-0306.
Thank you, Ray.
Irish?
Yes, Irish is here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray. You're a blessing, and I love you. Big hugs. Can't wait to see you again. I'm going to go ahead and sign off now, and Cheryl will be here to answer questions if there
were
people. Okay,
I'm going to sign off.
Love you, Ray. Bye-bye.
Love you, Ray.
Love you, Ray.
I love every one of you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for starting it and having the courage to.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Ronnie. I'm a compulsive eater and food addict.
Let me just stop the recording just a moment.
Okay, thanks.